Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your Stars for Week beginning Saturday, May the 20th and the whole week ahead. Well, with the Sun swanning into Gemini now, that's lovely for you. Well, there's two areas that you can connect with over the next month. First of all, friends, making new friends, being involved with old friends too. The more that you can work with people where you have a mutual understanding, the better. And the second area is about your future. The next 4 weeks is an excellent time to plan your future. And here's your Sunday, Stars. With the Moon linked to the Sun now, this union between the creative side of you, your heart center, with the lunar side of you, your emotional center, is good. It's good for your love life. It's good for loving other people. And it's good for doing things that you love as well. There's a whole gamut of love around you, all coming in different ways. Glorious. And here's your Monday, Stars. Well, the power lies with the Moon in Aries, and you as a Leo, you should be thankful for this. It means that over the next couple of days, anything to connect to with travel, whether home or abroad, is good. You need to get away. We all need to get away, kick over the traces and blow away the cobwebs. And that's what you need now. There's something to look forward to with these stars. And that's what you need to create now by either a holiday or a vacation or a visit. And here's your Tuesday, Stars. You know, moral obligations are important when it comes to life as any other obligation. And that means listening to your conscience. And it means following your conscience. I don't want you to be labelled a hypocrite or a bigot. And the important thing is now not to allow other people to play on your prejudices. No, what you must do to really feel good about yourself and life is to follow your principles and scruples as never before. And here's your Wednesday, Stars. Excellent if you're looking for a new job or you're thinking about changing your career, or perhaps you're already in something you rather enjoy and want to go further where you are. It's the Moon and it's Mercury, so it's about learning. But it's also about communicating certain facts. So letting the right people know what your goals are, what your intent is. And if you haven't got a job at the moment, what a great time to go searching and looking and finding. And here's your Thursday, Stars. Lovely new moon, and it's in Gemini. So this enhances and gives force to what you had earlier in the week, which is doing something new with your life when it comes to the future. You see, a new moon is a fresh start, new beginnings. An old cycle has ended and a new one is set to begin. So where do you want to take yourself in the future? Look at a hope or a wish or a dream that you've got inside and pursue it from now onwards. And here's your Friday, Stars. More linked to that lovely new moon yesterday means over the next fortnight you've got a chance to do something new with your life. Check it out in my book. You can change your life. It's in your 11th house. One thing I will say is if you're not a member of a club or a society, then think about it. Because the more that you can connect with people and get to know people who share the same interests, the better for you in the long run.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.